Hey, greetings everybody, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I want to talk to you about a really interesting witnessing experience I had. I want to share a quick audio with you on pancakes, preaching, and peril. Pancakes, preaching, and peril. Let me share God's word with you. 1 Peter 1:24. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. Yeah, this verse is telling us how vain, futile, and short-lived this life really is without God's hope, gospel, and eternal life in it. Let me tell you our story. We're working our way north. I got a brother to go see. We're going to be preaching together. We rolled into a new town, stopped at a food detonant place to get some supplies, worked our way to a park we like to go to, done a lot of witnessing in this park, and we're going to work online. Got lots of ministry to get done. And a man I knew many, many years ago, shows up. I instantly recognized him and thought, I'll wait to see if he recognizes me. Sister Debbie said, is that him? I said, it is. We waited. Sure enough, he recognized Sister Debbie. He recognized me. We started talking. Once, a long time ago, many years ago, he was interested in God's truth. I had shared the gospel with him many times. He even attended our Bible study. And sadly, over the years, I talked to him. He had not gone very far. He was not focused on the things of God. He's now mostly focused on community work. And he was there that day, today, when we met him. He was there to cook free pancakes for people. He does some kind of free food outreaches for people that aren't even really needy or hungry, just some senior people and some young kids show up at the park and get free pancakes. All nice, all kind. But what I want to talk about is, does it have any depth to it? And does it help these people from their peril? It doesn't. I felt really, really sad for him. I care for this man's soul. He's a middle-aged man. He's not no teenager. Saw him cooking these pancakes, trying to do a nice, kind thing. But it's all so vain and so futile. You know, glory to God, in his perfect timing, I was able to preach the gospel to this man once again. I was there to remind him of the futility of any kind of fleshly based good works outside of Christ and God's truth. Without the gospel, it will be vain, all waste, if he's not born of God and serving him in spirit and truth. I told him I loved him, I cared for his soul, I was there for him, offered him our website once again. And I told him I'd be willing to do Bible study with him. Told him I'd be in the area doing ministry most of the summer, probably in and out. And it was awesome that I got to witness to him. God's timing is always so amazing to me. Let me share another scripture verse with you. 1 Timothy 1:5 and 6. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned, from which some have, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling. That vain jangling is like vain talk, talking about vain things. Couldn't help but notice while the people were eating their free pancakes, that's all that went on, was vain talking, vain jangling. Here's a fact. This is the point of this teaching. Those people did not need free pancakes. Those people need the gospel preached to them to save them from the peril that's coming, wrath of God against them. Think about that. Laboring to provide people that aren't even hungry free food while their souls are going to lay waste in judgment and eternity when the gospel is right there, ready to be received and taken up. It made me sad for this man. because I care for her soul. But I'm so thankful and rejoicing that our timing was perfect and we were right there to witness to him once again after all those years. And you know what? Talk about the importance of having a good testimony. This man saw us once again. He saw us in ministry even deeper. He saw our testimony of seeking, serving, preaching Christ after all those years. He saw that we're full-time van dwellers out street preaching. I hope all of this brings him to conviction and edifies him to the saving of his soul. That's what we care about. This man back then and even now, he always was about spending time trying to do good community works, but not really fully seeking God, striving for the truth, and glorifying the Creator. I told him these kind of acts, they're all rooted in the flesh and they're going to mean nothing in eternity without Christ. 1 Peter 4:2, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. Yeah, not in the flesh. These are all fleshly works that are going to be burned up. But to the will of God. What's the will of God? That we obey God, do the will of God, that we serve Christ with all that we are, right? Yeah. Let us all take note of this, saints, and any seekers that are listening, if you're going to seek after the things of Christ. Good works, kind gestures, they're all nice, but they're fleshly, and unless it's done in Christ's name and the hope of the gospel is attached to it, they're totally meaningless, they're void, and they're futile. What should we be doing? 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do it all to the glory of God. I can promise you, free pancakes without Christ being lifted up are not to the glory of God. All the nice deeds you do without lifting up Christ and the gospel to save people's souls is not glorifying to God. Let's make sure whatever good deeds we're doing, the gospel always goes with it. Free pancakes are great, but you should be in Christ, obeying Christ, then sharing and preaching Christ. I believe if he preached the gospel to them biblically, nobody'd be showing up for his free pancakes. And that kind of proves my whole point. This is all fleshly, people-centered. Again, they don't need free pancakes. They need to be called to repentance lest they end up in great peril for the wrath of God that's coming for them. I told him that. So I hope he appreciated the timing that we were there to help him. I offered my help, as I said, offered him Bible study. I hope he forgets the free pancakes. I hope he learns the gospel and repents to it. Then I hope he preaches it to people to save them from the coming peril that the world is in. Don't get caught up in these good works without Christ. It's all dead. As Solomon said, it's all vanity. Only the things in Christ will remain. How about you? Are you born of Christ via the gospel? Have you placed your faith in his death, burial, and resurrection, his shed blood? Have you repented and come out of the world, churchianity, your flesh, and false ways? Have you been born again by the Spirit of God? The fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience, seeking his word, his ways, glorifying him. Are you enduring in the faith every day? That's the gospel path to eternal life. Not good deeds. Not your own good works. Good works come by those who are saved by grace through faith. And then prove it out with works of holiness and obedience. But we can't get there just with free pancakes and fleshly deeds. We must come through the blood of Jesus Christ and obedience. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope that encouraged you. That was on my heart. We are so, so thankful to God to be able to be used and to be able to shine the light of Christ, point people in the right direction. You know what they do with it? That's not on me. Our hands are clean. And we go down the road. Looking forward to a big preaching event this weekend. Edifying a brother. Just met a new brother that just came out of the Lutheran faith. Surrendered his eldership. Yeah. To follow Christ with all that he is. Ah, we are so, so excited at what God is doing Thanks for listening. Check out all of our resources at don'tperish.com. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. We love you all. May God be praised.